Walter says this. This is heartbreaking. Okay. He says, Pastor Fisk, my wife abandoned me 2 years ago. She left the children too, did not speak to them for a week. Then things went downhill. She then sued for custody of the children and sued me for damages, including court costs, legal fees. I believe that even in these circumstances, it would be wrong to sue a fellow believer for money. She pushed it until I depleted my savings, only to finally agree to the mediation I had asked 4 months prior. That was not cheap. At this point, I'm out of money and in the hole. In my state, there is no way to contest the legal divorce, which she later filed for. I have, however, cannot recognize it as valid. Unfaithful or not, she is my wife. I have consistently tried to encourage as healthy a relationship as possible between her and the kids. She has been given ground there, but she began doing anything she could to stand between me and them. She has also made false accusations with me against Child Protective Services, which is no joke. I don't know where she is getting the money for this. She only makes roughly what I do and just bought a house and a car. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what I'm hoping for with you, from you, but my opinion, my options are so thin. My own church elders and pastor have stood almost completely idle throughout this. I've begun attending another church, but the previous pastor was injured not long after it began, forcing him to retire. I'm at my wit's end. I need advice, but I don't know what kind, and I have precious few people I can seek it from. And that's it there. And my advice is theological, and I think it's right. It's that she's not your wife. She's abandoned you. And she probably isn't a Christian because she's suing you. As you said, you say you can't go to court against another Christian. Well, that's kind of true. It's not good within the congregation that we would go to court against each other. But just because someone's a Christian somewhere in the world and then they're stealing from people doesn't mean you don't go and witness against them in the court of law so they go to jail, so they stop stealing from people, right? So your piety is admirable, but I think there's a little bit of an ignorance here. And frankly, when it comes down to protecting your family, your kids, you have every right at a certain point to stop someone from stealing all your stuff and your children too, and to use the court system to do that if in fact the court system will help you do that. I think you've been more than kind and more than patient, and there's no reason why you cannot remain single the rest of your life and pray for her repentance. But that doesn't mean you don't need to take action in order to protect your people. And because your primary job is to protect your people. You say you're trying to encourage a healthy relationship with her and them. That's not what this is. And it's not going to be, not in this way. So, you have been abandoned. The divorce law is there regardless, but you have every right because of her abandoning you to recognize that she's not coming back and that you don't have to be bound by that anymore. It doesn't mean go get married, right? But it means have your conscience be free from this. And then in that, you know, when the person's going to take you to court and take your house, no, protect your house for the sake of your kids, right? For the sake of your kids. So, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, you could be crazy and not her, right? You're on the internet. Maybe everything's upside down, but from the story you tell, like, I can't imagine you in this spot, but like, no, you don't get to have the kids. No, you don't get to be around the kids. Not if you're going to leave and not talk to them anymore. No, sorry. Later. Like, you don't get to do that to them and come back. it's crazy. And then, you know, I don't know. I want you to talk now because that's what I got is you got it. The man in me is like, protect. Can you protect? Start protecting. Gotta protect.
I think that's good to speak to the man. This is a tough scenario because as a mother, I don't know how, like where the, it's tough.
It is. You don't want to talk about it because I get it because it's hard not to say something that can be misunderstood.
One thought I had is Psalm 55 talks about going to having a friend, that a companion that you went to the Lord's house with, who then has turned against you. Mm-hmm.
It is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man, my equal, my companion, my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked in the house of God in the throng. But then he says, let death seize them. Let them go down alive into Sheol. It's right back at it, right?
Well, right. It's, like, one of those scenarios where we're not called to just be blind to evil.
Yeah.
As far as the children, I don't know how much communication you have with them and how free you are to talk to them, but
it sounds like he still got custody of them.
Okay.
I think.
I wasn't sure if
there was more to the letter that I've seen. So, okay. It sounds like he still got custody.
Well, then my comment about writing letters to them in journals is not, it's not necessary if they're with you.
You know, that might be real valuable anyway, though. Not that you write it for later.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Having a journal for each one and then being able to write to them about your true feelings and write down psalms, write down encouraging things that you find as you go through this. They're going to have scars.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, no doubt. Paul's language about not suing Christians is about not being in a congregation where you're going to the Lord's table together and then going to court on Monday against each other. That's what that's about. It's not a prohibition from making use of the kingdom of the left, the sword, the courts, the police. You are allowed to do that. Somebody breaks into your house. He's like, but I'm a Christian. I'm allowed to. You can't sue me. Like that's what you're letting this be, though. Okay. And I use that example and I mock it a little bit because it's the same thing here. This is a great wickedness that is taking place, and you are under no compulsion to let it destroy your family's livelihood. And you already have, out of great piety. And so I can say there, you know, Jesus is going to vindicate you in this. It may not be to the last day, but you're going to be vindicated in this. For now, then, stand up and stop letting someone lie, right? Stop letting the lie be true. And insofar as our government will still support that, and you can make use of the courts, make use of the courts. You need to defend the livelihood of your family. And that's, in finding another church where there's a pastor who is going to preach to you, absolve you. Yeah, that's important. What I didn't get from it was, does she still go to that other church? Is that actually what was going on there? And then this is all just okay. And at that point, you really need to be talking to the other pastor about why are we being allowed to divorce here while we're both here? Like that shouldn't be happening. There's no such thing as that, right? She should be removed from the church for that reason. Now, again, he may have a million things that he doesn't tell me about. Maybe he's got all these problems where he was hitting her and doing all that. So this is the problem with internet pastoring. I can't know how many other things are going on and what you're hiding or not hiding. But, you know, I'm taking you at face value here, and I'm saying, your being the parent of the children is the primary thing at this point. And that means their food and their roof and all this. And so stop letting her burn that money. And if you've got the ability to go to court against her and take her stuff, do it, because it's for them at the end of the day. And it's to protect them from having it taken from them. And is this beautiful? No, it's horrid. It's horrid and ugly. But it is where you are. And to fight against your enemy doesn't mean not to have compassion, but it does mean don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. And this idea that the Christian's not allowed to make use of the court system, that's an argument from fools for fools.